Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is William Kennedy. And we're going to be talking about some incredible things. You know, we live in a make-believe world in many respects. Here in America, we have a wonderful life. It's prosperous. Overall, things are safe. But there is an undercurrent here, an undercurrent of evil. That permeates every aspect of our life. We see reflections of it sometimes on television, but we think it's all make-believe. Unfortunately, it's not. There really are truly satanic forces, satanic organizations that dominate the media here in America and have effectively suppressed many of the really important stories about what really goes on within the shadows. Well, one of the people who researches and has written extensively about this is our guest this morning, William H. Kennedy. He recently participated in a video that was shown, it was actually shown in Canada. It is being shown here, fortunately, in the United States, although on times that most people would not see it. And unless you know about this film, you're not going to, or this film series, you're not going to access it. But hopefully you will. You'll learn this morning, and you will access it and get others to access it to understand what really goes on in America in this spiritual battle for the hearts of men and the soul of our nation. William, pick up the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you for that introduction. If people want to see this video I was in, they can go to WilliamHKennedy.com, WilliamHKennedy.com. They can see it for free. It's on YouTube, and it's called Killer Kids Occult Murder. And it was directed by a wonderful filmmaker named Christian Page, who runs his own production company in Quebec called Blue Planet Productions. And he made this series, Killer Kids, for the Discovery Channel Canada. And they have sold it to the Biography Channel down here in the United States. But as you said, they play it at really off hours. They don't play it prime time. Or they put it up against shows like Pawnbrokers on the History Channel, so they know a lot of people really won't see it. It's really a fantastic documentary. It's based on my book, Satanic Crime, which people can get at RadioLiberty.com. Two of the case studies are taken directly from Satanic Crime, and two others are new cases, which I didn't cover in the book. It's a wonderful production. Again, people can see it at WilliamHKennedy.com, or if they go to YouTube, if they just punch in killer kids occult that will come right up for them. So they can see the entire video. It's 44 minutes, and it has myself and a bunch of other experts in the field of satanic crime, including Kenneth V. Lanning, who was the FBI agent who wrote a famous report in 1992 called The Lanning Report, which basically debunked the idea of satanic ritual abuse. In this study he did, he basically said that this was all just media hype and wasn't happening. Now, he has changed his tune, incredibly so, in this video. He says straight out that if his adolescent children were involved with heavy metal music or Satanism, he would be very concerned about it. So the authorities and the power that be, who often downplayed satanic ritual abuse in the 90s, are now, as I said earlier, changing their tune and acknowledging that these things happen. Now, when children murder, it's not very common, and when children murder in satanic rituals, that's even less common. But when you really look at the fact that in the United States, 800,000 children go missing a year, 200,000 are abducted by family members in custody disputes, another 58,000 are abducted, are kidnapped for ransom and money and different things like that. So that leaves us over 500,000 children under 18 who go missing a year. Some of them do turn up. They're runaways, you know, a variety of things. But there's still a huge bulk of them that their disappearances go unsolved. Now, I'm not saying every one of these cases is a matter of satanic ritual abuse, but I can certainly infer that some of them are. And we really must look at this problem when you realize that we bombard our children between the ages of 12 and 17. That's the target market for heavy metal music and death metal and satanic black metal music. That's the age range that these people advertise to, these producers. And there's an old saying that's true: a society gets the criminals it deserves. And as a society, if we're going to bombard our young people with all of these occult and diabolical images and lyrics that talk about raping and murdering women and necrophilia and things of that nature, we're going to get blowback from that, and we're going to have things like satanic murders. That's the hard reality of the situation. And we really have to think as a society, do we want our young people exposed to this kind of garbage? You know, you'll hear cries of censorship, but we already have censorship. No one would certainly want a 12-year-old child to see an S&M X-rated video, yet that same child is allowed to download music that has lyrics which talk about sadomasochism, murder, necrophilia, the rape of women. It's really terrible how women are treated in the lyrics to these songs. Now, some of the cases I go over, the one really shocking one that's new that your listeners may not have heard of is the case of Sandy Charles, who was a Canadian boy who in 1995, he was 14 years old. He murdered a 7-year-old boy named Jonathan Simpson in an occult ritual, and he carved up some of Jonathan's body and boiled it at home and drank the fat because he believed that if he drank the fat of an unbaptized virgin child, Satan would bless him.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment.
If If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus in cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, whenever you go, right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, I was just giving a breakdown of the Sandy Charles case up in Canada. He was a 15-year-old boy who murdered a 7-year-old boy in a satanic ritual and consumed his flesh because he believed that Satan would bless him if he did this. And he got the idea for this whole ritual from a series of movies called Warlock, Warlock 1 and Warlock 2, starring Julian Sands, the famous British actor. Now, in that movie, the character, the warlock, does kill a young boy and drink its boiled fat in order to gain magical powers. And Sandy Charles was obsessed with this film. He watched it 10 or 15 times. And he also believed his room was haunted, and he had a Ouija board in his room. So what we really got to think about here is, again, what are we putting into our children's minds with films like Warlock? I don't think children should have access to films like that. Now, I'm not saying every kid is going to go out and do something bad, but certainly some of them will, and quite frankly, in the developmental stage in adolescence, I don't think that's really healthy material to put in any child's mind. Now, again, I will be accused of censorship and all these things, but we really have to think as a culture, do we want our children listening to this kind of stuff? And what people will have to do on a local level, will have to go to their city halls and town hall meetings and talk to their councilmen and see about banning some of this trash. For example, I was in a supermarket the other day, and they had a Redbox rental movie machine, which was right next to the gumball machines, which are about 3 or 4 feet high to attract the attention of children. As you walked right past the gumball machines, you came to the Redbox machine, and at the same height, it had a picture of Mickey Mouse dressed up like a wizard in the film Fantasia, and right next to it, it had an R-rated film called Drag Me to Hell that had a diabolical image right on it. And there again, this is definitely marketed and targeted to get, you know, kids 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old looking at these diabolical images. You know, they're programming them at an early age and putting it right next to the candy and gumball machine so they'll be attracted. And then they just step by it and they see these diabolical images. Well, how are we programming our children? Why do our chain stores allow such garbage to be put into our children's minds? And again, people will have to organize and threaten to boycott supermarkets that do things like this. And now, I'll be accused of all kinds of, you know, totalitarian politics and things like that. But I don't see anyone in their right mind, I don't care what their political or religious views are, anyone in their right mind would not want young children exposed to this kind of diabolical garbage. It can do them no good. It will damage them psychologically on some level. Now, not all of them are going to run out and kill anybody, but even if a small number do, it's such a great tragedy to the families of the victims that we really must do something. And this undermines our Judeo-Christian tradition. Now, if you had a red box machine with Christian movies there, believe me, the ACLU would be all over Safeway and these different chains for promoting Christianity. You can't promote Christianity, but it's perfectly okay to have movies like Warlock and Drag Me to Hell right on our red box machines, right near the candy machines where the kids go. So this is all deliberately designed by the people who generate our culture, the advertisers, the marketing experts. This is all deliberate. Nothing in a store is random or haphazard. It's all planned. And the people who are planning this are, for reasons I'm not fully sure of, trying to undermine the Judeo-Christian values of our children. And, you know, they do it all kinds of ways. For example, I saw some 4th of July plates for sale, paper plates, and they had a vampire from the movie Twilight on it. Now, what does the 4th of July and a vampire have in common? Why, you know, why would they put those two things together? Again, it's an agenda. It's an agenda to undermine Christian morals amongst young people. You would never get away with having a 4th of July set of plates and napkins that had a picture of Jesus and the American flag on that. That would be a violation of the separation of church and state, but it's perfectly okay to have a vampire and an American flag. So where are our values? Why aren't people noticing this? Why aren't people complaining to their mayors, their congressmen? Why aren't people sending emails and phone calls to the various companies and supermarkets that are promoting this garbage? We have to organize against them, threaten to boycott them, and, you know, go through with it. Boycott them if they won't remove this trash from their stores and get it out of the minds of our young children. And as I say, this is all targeted towards kids 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. So, you know, where are we going as a culture? If we wind up having more of these satanic rituals and murders, don't be surprised, because a child's mind is much like a computer. It's what programming you put into it, what images you show them, what words and lyrics that you punch into their mind in the same way you will punch information into a keyboard on a computer. Now, human beings, unlike computers, are emotional and have an irrational element. And if these children have some mental illness to begin with, these diabolical images will catapult them into a far worse frame of mind. And in some cases, very rare again, I'm not saying all, it leads to murder. Now, you can see the whole Sandy Charles case again on my webpage, williamhkennedy.com. It's for free. It's called Killer Kids, Occult Murders, again directed by Christian Page of Quebec. The good news is Christian Page wants to do a whole series on occult serial killers and have me be in it. This won't come out for a while. He's busy with some other projects. But he's contacted me, and he definitely wants to do a 6 or 12-part series on occult ritual murder, again for Canadian TV, but it will eventually come down to the United States. The current documentary, Killer Kids, is also on the biography channel. People can check their webpage and see when it will be running. And it will also, for anyone in Europe, it will be on Sky in Europe next fall. And for anyone in France, there will be a version in the French language, dubbed in French, that will be played in the cable area of Paris. So I'm getting the word out on this now. It's very strange because no American documentary or network would do something like Christian Page did with this Killer Kids. They tend to downplay the satanic and occult aspects of crime in our culture and on our documentaries. You'd never see this made by an American production company. I really had to go abroad. The Canadians and the British, the BBC, are much better at addressing ritual abuse and Satanism as it manifests in the criminal world. Much, much better than what we have in the United States. Now, many years ago in the 80s and early 90s, people like Oprah Winfrey and Geraldo Rivera used to report on these things, but that quickly faded out. They didn't last very long. Oprah Winfrey never does shows like this anymore. I mean, Oprah and Geraldo and people like Sean Hannity used to have Father Malachi Martin on their show when they were first starting out. And they did a very good job in the 80s and 90s. But there again, the media moguls kind of pulled the plug on reporting satanic ritual abuse around the mid-90s. That's when it really emerged. And the only way to get any reporting on this for someone like myself who specializes in occult crime and Satanism, I had to go abroad to get this produced and made. There again, people can see it for free at williamhkennedy.com. And if you go to YouTube, just put in Killer Kids Occult and it will pop right up. For my fans out there, they can finally see what I look like. I've kept my face off the internet and haven't done television in a long time. So people who are curious as to what William H. Kennedy looks like, just go to williamhkennedy.com. And I'm in this documentary, Killer Kids. So for the curious, they can see my face.
Well, I think it's important people understand that this is not imaginary. And there are powerful satanic forces, not only certainly working within society, but at the highest levels of our government. I mean, how do you understand, for instance, going to war with Iraq over non-existent weapons of mass destruction, killing 1 million people, destroying the infrastructure of Iraq, which is what we effectively did when Carl Bremer was sent over there by the Council on Foreign Relations to fire everyone who worked creating electricity and sewage and water and closed down the schools and the factories. And now we're supposedly leaving Iraq. They don't have occasional blackouts of electricity. You have occasional electricity, and you have occasional water. We've destroyed the infrastructure of that society. How could you have done that unintentionally? It wasn't unintentional. They knew exactly what they were doing. A trial for what's going to happen in America. There really are evil people out there. We happen to know that George W. Bush just came from a satanic Luciferian society. And if you doubt that's Luciferian, you can go to William H. Kennedy's website. And actually, he has there videos of the initiation ceremony that George Bush went through, George W. Bush, at the Skull and Bones, where they kneel before a replica of Lucifer. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is very real. Well, who's the caller? Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Susie from Northern Colorado.
Hi, Susie.
Hi, William. Your last comment about Oprah doesn't have any more programs on things like this, well, now she's only on paid TV, but she's part of the problem. She's part of the Bilderberger Group, and she's part of the One World Order, and she's part of this whole mess. Oprah.
Oh, I agree with you, but my point was when she was starting out before she was a big name, and I'm talking in the early 1980s, before she was famous and had a local show in Chicago, she was more than willing to have people like Father Malachi Martin on, who was exposing international Satanism. But the second she took a step up into the major field of being a major player and a media mogul herself, you're exactly right. She abandoned that and became part of the problem. The same thing with Sean Hannity. The same thing with Geraldo Rivera. They use these things as a stepping stone, but as soon as they got big, they abandoned reporting on Satanism and satanic ritual abuse on the whole. So I'm completely agreeing with what you have to say.
I mean, if you read Daniel Estulon's book, The Illuminati, Hillary Clinton and all of those people do satanic rituals. I'm assuming Oprah's part of the deal now, and I'm not assuming that every rich person in America is part of the deal, but pretty much the richest people in the United States of America are part of the Bilderberg, and the Bilderberg means satanic. You have to be a Satanist to even really be part of it, or you're not in the in-group. But basically the wealthiest people in the world, not just the USA, but right now we're talking about Oprah, USA, are part of the whole deal. It just makes me sick. I will never watch another Oprah show. I'll talk to you later.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
And here, what are you talking about? Why? Meeting. I've never been invited to one, but I know a gentleman who was, and I know quite well, and I consider him a friend. He said he went to one Bilderberger meeting. He was the American ambassador to the division that was working on disarmament. He didn't see anything sinister taking place, and you're not necessarily going to see anything sinister, and yet some of the people in the Bilderbergers are deeply involved in pedophilia and pedophile rings. In fact, if you read William's book, Satanic Crimes, you'll find out that over in Belgium, one time they had a massive march, 350,000 people, all dressed in white. And they were organized against this clique of pedophiles within the Bilderbergs, who, of course, have such a dominant influence on what goes on in Europe. And certainly, in many respects, the Bilderbergers are sort of a front group. They're not where the real power elites sit. I think they sit more in the Trilateral Commission today. But the Bilderbergers are evil. Some of the people are inherently evil. Some of them are there just as a front cover for the people who pull the strings behind the scenes. But behind all of these groups, whether the Club of Rome, the Bilderbergs, the Trilaterals, the Royal Institute, the CFR, is this underlying theme of bringing about the satanic plan for a one-world government. That's what everything is about, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they want a cashless society. That's a satanic plan. It goes back several thousand years. We're told we would come to a time with a cashless society. That's one reason why they're destroying the current economic system to bring in the cashless society. And they want a one-world government. They want to do away with national sovereignty. They want a world police force. They want to eliminate large segments of the population. They are actually created scientists. They finance scientists who actually set out to take the avian flu virus, which is deadly to birds. Fortunately, it doesn't affect. It's deadly to people as well, 60 to 70% deadly. But unfortunately, it's not contagious to people. So what did they do? They spent millions of dollars to find out how they would be able to make it contagious among people. And then they began to debate. And the debate was not, why would you spend millions of dollars to make a deadly disease more contagious among human beings? Well, should this be published in scientific journals or not? Should we suppress scientific information? They changed the entire thrust of the debate. Nobody ever asked, why would anybody spend millions of dollars of public money to make a deadly disease contagious among human beings? You see how they play with our minds? Go ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, a big part of what you're talking about, people can read in my book, Satanic Crime, which they can get at RadioLiberty.com. Now, it's quite interesting because all of these things are really tied in that when you consider just at the most recent Bilderberg meeting, Ted Turner talked about population control, how we have to get the world's population from 7 billion down to about 2 billion, and he suggested they used forced sterilization. So these people are very sick. They have their own agenda. They control vast segments of the world's economy. And as you said earlier, many Bilderbergers are tied into satanic pedophile rings, especially in Europe. The royal houses of Europe are deeply involved with these. A guy named Fritz Springmeier wrote a wonderful book called The 13 Families of the Illuminati. And when he wrote that, they threw him in jail on very trumped-up charges. He's out now. And he's lecturing again, but people should take a look at his stuff. To get back to my documentary, this deals more, not so much with the elite Luciferian secret societies you were talking about, but this is more of the on-the-ground Satanism that's promoted to teenagers by the same people who are members of the Bilderberg group. The media moguls, the Ted Turners, people of that nature are also the same people who are promoting heavy metal, death metal music, and satanic music in general to young people between 12 and 17 years of age, which is the number one target market for heavy metal music and satanic music. Another case I look at is the murder of Elise Paler, who in 1995 was killed by three Satanists in California, headed by a kid named Joe Fiorella. These people were all underage teenagers. Joe Fiorella was a Church of Satan member. He had a membership card right in his wallet. He purchased a ritual knife from Maledicta.com, which is a Church of Satan-related internet site which sold books and ritual regalia for Satanism. He got the knife, as I said, from a Church of Satan group. He and his two accomplices lured Elise Paler out of her house late at night. She was 15 years old. She snuck out on her parents and met these boys, and they smoked marijuana and drank for about an hour. And then the three boys got together, and they murdered Elise. They stabbed her to death and strangled her and killed her pretty quick. And then they sexually abused her dead body in a ritual. And what they believed was that if they did this, Satan would bless them and they would become heavy metal rock stars. They had a heavy metal band they formed called Hatred. And they sincerely believed that if they murdered a virgin and abused the dead body of a virgin sexually, that Satan would endow their power on them and they would become famous big rock stars. And not only that, but these three boys went back there repeatedly over the next few weeks and sexually abused Elise Paler's dead body, which they kept in a wooded area. Now, one of the boys, Royce Casey, 8 months after the murder, became a Christian. His parents were evangelical Christians, and he accepted Christ as his savior, and he confessed to his minister that he had murdered Elise in a satanic ritual with these two other people. Now, all three boys were arrested and sent to prison pretty much for life. I don't think they'll ever get out, but Royce Casey had written a journal where he chronicled all of this, where, you know, they thought if they murdered Elise and abused her dead body, that Satan would make them big rock stars. Now, they got the idea for all of this from a heavy metal band called Slayer. And the parents of Elise Paler tried to sue Slayer for marketing and advertising their songs, which involve things like worshiping Satan, rape, necrophilia, sex with the dead. And their argument was that, well, if you can ban children from seeing porno films, you should be able to ban them from hearing lyrics from satanic death metal albums as well.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with the
Yeah.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
And back here with William Kennedy for the final segment. Now, this is not nice to think about. It's not nice to realize that there really are these dark spiritual forces, and they're working at every level of our society. They've taken God and prayer out of our schools because there is a satanic conspiracy against Christianity, and it permeates every aspect of our society, right up to our Supreme Court. And the reason the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools was because the Masons, who at the higher level are Luciferian, actually controlled the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971 in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. And if that is true, why don't our churches ever talk about it? Well, for the same reason that in most churches today, they have their rock music, and the minister no longer wears a coat and a tie and a white shirt. He comes very casually dressed and gives a very casual sermon. This is not every church, but so many churches, we've just changed the foundations of the teaching of Christianity in our churches. And it didn't happen by accident. It happened by plan and by intent. William, you go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Sand, I just really want to impress on people, go to williamhkennedy.com, and they can see this documentary called Killer Kids, Occult Murders, for free. And the fellow who directed it, again, I really loved working with him, Christian Page from Blue Planet Productions in Quebec. And he's very fair and balanced in this. He tries to give all perspectives looking at this, including a little bit of skepticism, which is certainly acceptable and good. But if you watch this, the main thrust of it, you really will automatically be concerned about what we are putting in our children's minds, in their hearts and souls. This is a war for the hearts and souls of our young people. And it's the most important thing that we have as a society is how we educate and what we expose our children to. What do we want to teach our children? What do we want in their minds? Now, I'd like to recommend the former child star, Kirk Cameron, who's an evangelical Christian, has a wonderful new documentary out about how the United States, from its roots, is a Christian nation. our founding fathers were primarily Christian, and they knew that they could not govern without Christianity in the Bible. That's what George Washington said. And the further we move away from the Judeo-Christian ethic and the more secular we become, the worse our society plunges into crime, including satanic crime and other ugly things of that nature. Now, if people want more details about the case studies that are covered in the Killer Kids documentary, they should purchase my book, Satanic Crime, which they can get at RadioLiberty.com. There's also some combinations they can get. They can get some CDs with some other interviews you and I did. And what we must do is educate ourselves and educate other people as to the nature of what is going on in our society. You know, we get a lot of bread and circus in this country. We have plenty of food and we have plenty of entertainment, and that kind of numbs us to what the people in power are doing and what their ultimate agenda is. So we must really learn the hard facts about the nature of Satanism in contemporary society, and we must spread that message. If you're well-informed yourself, buy a copy of Satanic Crime at RadioLiberty.com and the CD special with it, and give it to a friend. And when you come to a friend who's unaware of this or a family member, use a very soft gloves approach. Say, you know, take a look at this Killer Kids documentary, look at this book, and tell me what you think. You know, be very soft gloves about how you address people. Don't ram it down people's throat. Give them their opinion.
Well, it is also incredible. This seems very difficult to believe this sort of thing could really go on in America any more than most people could honestly believe that many and most of the leaders of this country gather at the Bohemian Grove every year for about 10 days of sexual degeneracy, and where they provide the little children of either sex for the political and economic leaders of our nation. The Bohemian Grove, certainly what goes on there is really beyond belief as far as depravity is concerned. And we're talking about the presidents, and we're even talking about Richard Nixon. You can actually listen to what he said. The tapes are available from the Nixon White House, where he talks about the degeneracy he witnessed when he goes to Bohemian Grove, how he hates what goes on there, but because he wants to be associated with the real power structure of our nation. This is where America is degenerated to, and God is not going to bless a nation that turns against him. Your parting thoughts, William? We're almost out of time.
Again, Dr. Stan, go to WilliamHKennedy.com, watch the Killer Kids Occult Murders documentary, make up your own mind, and share this information with other people. I'd like to thank you, and again, I'd like to thank Christian Page, who made this wonderful documentary, which you can see for free, and God bless all of the Radio Liberty listeners.
Thank you very much, William. We'll look forward to having you back again in the not-too-distant future. Sydney William has been on one of our other programs. If you want to get the archives of our previous interview with William, they're available at RadioLiberty.com. I think it was just yesterday that we recorded one of them, and he'll be with us another time. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, it's not imaginary. It's very real. Thousands of children disappear in America every year, never to be seen or heard of after that time. This is not imaginary. Children are used for ritual sacrifices in America. You remember the little story about little Jean Benet Ramsey, the girl in Colorado? They never found the murderer. And the detectives who found the murderer were taken off the case. Well, thanks very much, William. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network. If you'd like to get the Williams book on satanic crimes, we carry it. We also have a four-tape set on satanic crimes. Two of the interviews there are with William H. Kennedy. Our telephone number, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. And now, of course, we have a number of other things. We have the R4 tape set of my interviews with Malachi Martin, who is a Jesuit priest who goes into the satanic influence within the Catholic Church. He tells you the story of how John Paul II became Pope. Another cardinal was actually chosen to become the Pope, and when he had was on his way to the podium to accept the selection, the nomination, the election, why, of course, somebody handed him a note, and it simply said, if you accept the papacy, you and every member of your family will be killed. Needless to say, he turned down the papacy, and that's how John Paul II became the president, the Pope. You remember what happened to John Paul I? He was an honest man. He, of course, believed in the Catholic faith. He lasted 33 days, I think. And then suddenly he ups and dies. I think most people know he was poisoned. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's going on in the world today. We have an excellent four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, including tapes with people who've actually been there. And then, of course, we have a video on the Bohemian Grove. It was done by Alex Jones, who risked his life to sneak in and take pictures. And you'll actually see the leaders of America with their hoods and their capes and their candles and their chants, going to a simulated human sacrifice before the 40-foot owl there at the Bohemian Grove. We're not talking about imaginary things. We're talking about the real world. You live in the imaginary world. This is what really goes on in America today. And, of course, we have four deep sets on the Skull and Bones, Secret Luciferian Society, that gave us Prescott Bush, who incidentally worked very closely with Adolf Hitler, and Prescott was actually indicted by our government at the end of the Second World War because his financial firm, Brown Brothers Harriman, helped to finance the Nazis, which it did. And then, of course, it gave us George Herbert Walker Bush and George Bush, W. Bush, all parts of the secret Luciferian Skull and Bones Society. We have a four-tape set on Skull and Bones. We have books on Skull and Bones. You need to understand this is not imaginary. It is real. And this is the world we live in. Of course, you can put it all together by reading my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which is the introduction to what is going on behind the scenes. We've sold between 50 and 100,000 copies of the book. It is having an impact across America. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Let you know we can simply use your help financially. We're having a hard time, as many mysteries are, but if you believe in what we're doing, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to advertise with us, talk to you about it. Until tomorrow, the same time. May the Lord be with you.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare,